Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Like a snowball rolling down a hill, the ramp up to the start of the 2021 Montana legislative session is beginning to gather speed and momentum. This week, the newly elected members of the House and Senate gathered at the Capitol in what's called the Winter Caucuses. For many newly minted legislators, it was their first time meeting with their colleagues, and for some, it was their first time walking through the doors of the Capitol. As I sat in the gallery watching the proceedings, I found myself thinking back to the day I entered the House chamber for the first time. I was awestruck, as much by the enormous Charlie Russell painting behind the speaker's rostrum, as I was at the sudden realization of the weight of responsibility I carried as the lone voice of the people in my district. I was just a farmer from Laurel, not well-spoken, and scared to death the first time I rose to speak on the floor. I sensed the same fear and trepidation as one by one the freshman legislators stood up to introduce themselves for the very first time. The main purpose of the caucuses is organization in preparation for the start of the session on January 4th. With the Republicans in the majority, it's their responsibility to manage the process. The first order of business is to elect the Speaker of the House and President of the Senate. This gets the organizational ball rolling because they in turn begin hiring the staff that will run the show. Since the Montana legislature convenes every other year, virtually none of the staff is held over from session to session. Though many people come back session after session, they all need to go through the hiring process. What's amazing is that the process actually works. In roughly 30 days, the speaker and president need to hire enough people to staff the committees, the executive offices, the rostrum, House and Senate security, and assorted junior staff and caucus staffs. It's a daunting task, and once everyone is hired and trained, they'll work for the 4 months of the session, then be let go as the legislative chambers go back into mothballs for 2 years until the next session begins. It's actually fun to watch. The legislative wing of the Capitol, which looks more like a museum between sessions, suddenly comes alive in a flurry of activity. Then it's a mad scramble to have everything in place for the start of the session at high noon on the first Monday in January. It all ends just as quickly as it began, roughly 90 legislative days later, around the end of April. There's a running joke among legislators that the Montana Constitution says that the legislature will meet for 90 days every 2 years, but the people would rather they met for 2 days every 90 years. The caucuses themselves were interesting this year. For the first time in 16 years, the nominating and acceptance speeches focused on an electoral mandate. Since the Democrat and Republican caucuses meet separately, the speeches in each room were very different. The Republicans hold massive majorities and the governor's office, so their speeches focused on working with the governor to move a conservative agenda. The Democrats will focus on blocking what they can or amending bills to make them less onerous to liberals. Republicans are understandably optimistic. For the first time in nearly two decades, they have a governor they can work with, and if the speeches are any indication, they intend to make the most of it. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.